big thing everyone wants to know is how do we gain buy-in and how can we market diversity and inclusion? Because so frequently it's not understood what diversity and inclusion means. So we've been working with agencies to help create a workplace that works for everyone.
What sort of things, what sort of tactics are you suggesting that they try if people in their agencies don't really understand the point of having a specific diversity initiative, if this is something that a lot of people think agencies should be doing all along?
Right. So what we're asking them to do is to give agencies concrete actions that they can engage in that will help them create this kind of workforce that works for everyone. So it's everything from assisting employees to develop to their full potential, which sometimes people don't think of as diversity and inclusion, leveraging the workplace flexibilities like telework and FlexiPlace, and providing opportunities for employee engagement in affinity groups and resource groups. And those are the kinds of things that agencies are taking back, and they do look different when you do it in an integrated manner.
I'm curious about the role that hiring people of diverse backgrounds plays in these agencies' different plans and what you're telling agencies, given that there are hiring freezes. There's always talk on the Hill these days about cutting benefits, which might make federal service less attractive to people. And in fact, a new poll just came out showing that just about 2% of college students really are considering the federal government as a place to work. So are agencies really looking at hiring, or are these plans more about what they can do with the people that they already have because they can't hire?
We see it as kind of a twofold piece, right? Where you are hiring and some agencies are still doing hiring and will need to continue to do it, look at the diversity. Make sure you've got people who are from different backgrounds, including socioeconomic backgrounds, different diverse thinking. Bring in that diversity. If you're not hiring, create that inclusive workplace. Develop your talent. Figure out how you're going to be able to retain people at your agency and utilize the flexibilities that exist to create that workforce that works for everybody.
How are agencies putting measures into place to ensure that these plans last beyond November, regardless of who wins the presidential election? This is an Obama administration initiative. But will these plans outlast perhaps the Obama administration?
The third goal in the strategic plan is sustainability. And we're asking agencies to do things like create diversity and inclusion councils, make sure that diversity and inclusion is included in the agency strategic plan, because we achieve our mission through our people. So this is an important piece. Make sure that performance plans have diversity and inclusion within the performance plans. Make sure you're talking with your colleagues and sister agencies to utilize their best practices. So those are some of the things we're asking agencies to do.
I want to ask you just briefly something that came out in the news recently about the Federal Air Marshals program in Orlando. There was an incident. There was apparently a game that was discriminatory, and the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General brought that out. And while they found that this isn't something that's pervasive in the department by any means, these are sort of personal things that created a perception that the IG said was so extensive it just couldn't be dismissed. What sort of things can agencies do when you're talking about this discrimination that is by no means instituted but yet exists? And perhaps creates a perception that is larger than the incident itself?
The one thing we tell everyone is it's about common sense, right? It's treating people in the workplace like you would like to be treated. It's using fairness and flexibility and respect within the workplace. And that's really what creates an inclusive work environment. It's those most common sense approaches. So when you see issues like this, this is definitely an area for EEO to work on. But bringing in the diversity and the inclusion principles really can be helpful to create that workplace of dignity and respect.
So as agencies near that March deadline, how would you say they're doing on their specific plans for diversity inclusion?
You know, we're getting positive feedback from everyone. People are excited. We're seeing good coordination and collaboration between the different offices. So we think everyone's going to be ready. We have heard very few requests for extensions, and the few that have requested it said, you know what, we can do this, and we're excited about it.
What's the next step in the process after they deliver these plans to you in March? What happens then?
We will then convene roundtables with the agencies. We'll include their human resource directors or their CHICOs, their EEO directors, and their diversity and inclusion directors where they exist, and talk with them with a panel of subject matter experts to say, here's where we think you all are doing great, and here's where we think you can make improvements. And we want to keep that open line of communication with them.
When are they actually supposed to act on the plans? When will the plans be final enough to then be implemented?
What we're telling agencies is on March 16th, be ready to implement, because they've gotten a lot of training and they have a very clear roadmap in the strategic plan. So we want them to start implementing immediately.